KW4NGU.
CBA.
Stop me from getting my tower up. And I go back to work Friday, but I'll just have to do it one weekend here pretty close.
If I possibly can, help, you know, give you a hand, holler, and I'll, you know, see if I can come up there, and I can stand there and watch you work or something.
Well, I really needed the guy to take pictures and videos.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, I can do that. Good, Steve.
Almost identical to it. I'm going to use a bigger winch and probably a little taller winch post. I got me a big 8-inch I-beam. But the very same principle. I think Steve's got a good thing. He and I have two rules when it comes to ham antennas.
I guess I'm getting ready to hear them.
I want to be able to work on my antenna now at any time. And number two, I don't want to get off the ground.
I wish I'd thought of that when I put my tower up, because I would have gained another 3 or 4 feet, and doesn't sound like much, but that would put me at 60 feet. And but anyway, I mean, mine was buried in concrete and three by three, so I didn't have to guide it or anything. It wasn't going anywhere. I mean, I don't know if we had any tornadoes or anything, but I don't think a tornado could have brought it down.
Well, that's I guess I'm just going to go by the Ron specifications. Several people say, well, just so it doesn't scoot around at the bottom, if you're going to have a couple of guys, you don't need a lot of concrete. But the specs, it really calls for a lot of concrete. I just talked to a guy recently, and he's got a 100-foot tower. Now, there's a lot of stress on that, I grant you. But he's got 7.5 yards and a rebar cage.
Bar for 100-foot, and you're going to have swaying. Just, I mean, that tower is going to constantly be moving with the slightest breeze. So, you want it to be anchored in there good. You know, I don't know. I think Steve, some people said, you know, his was overkill, but I'd rather, you know, err on the side of caution.
And being able to tilt it over, you can every few months or whatever you want, you can check the bolts. And they do, with all that swaying, they can come loose. You might think this is a funny comparison, but when we did for years the singing Christmas trees at Spartanburg, had all those 350 people up, I mean high, on those trees, they would go up between performances, a crew with wrenches, and they would find stuff that had not loosened enough to fall apart, but with all the people climbing up and down and the flexing and stuff in that short period of time.
I can only imagine. One thing you can do is where you got it bolted to the concrete is you can, you know, double bolt it and lock them together, lock those two bolts together, and it'll you know, help keep them tight.
Keeps on it. What do you mean?
So you put your first one on. And tighten it down as tight as you can get it, and then you put a second one on, and and you may even want to put a wrench on it on the first one, and you so you can get some, or however you want to do it, get some leverage and tighten the second bolt on top of the first one, and that really locks it in.
And I may go to a big beam later, but I'm just thinking right now not putting much on top of it. I've got a 3-element 6-meter beam that I talked to you about. I hadn't got that together yet. And then I've got a 15-element 2-meter beam. So those are not big, heavy beams, but I'm going to stack them.
Well, I had, on my tower, I had that 15-element Cushcraft 2-meter beam. That thing was long. It was a big old, long beam. And then I had a vertical, 2-meter vertical at the very top. And I, you know, I do my listening with it. And then if I needed to use the beam, you know, I'd turn it to wherever direction of the repeater was and use it. But I regret never getting on HF when I had that tower.
There was, at least as of about an hour ago, there was nothing on today. Sometimes the bands are real good, even though people say, you know, sunspot cycle is low. I was copying all kind of stuff on 20 meters the other night at midnight. But then there's some times it just, man, there wasn't anything on today.
In a line to pick up my prescription, I've already given her my information, so if I don't come right back, just sit tight, because I'm having to, her next trip up here, I have to give her my credit card, and then she'll bring the drugs.
It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, me. I guess. You know, I just, I can't believe I take as much medicine as I do, and but it is what it is. Did you hear me check into the net last night? Oh, you don't do the net. When Dave was calling, you know, before DJW, and we, you know, we used to work at the head station together, and anyway, and so when I checked in, I said, I was mobile, so I said, this is David Mobile in Grindville, or something like that, and he tried to, so when he, you know, came back with my, to announce that I checked in, he tried to say it the same way.
Pretty regular on that net, but I just kind of got out of the habit with this COVID thing. Teresa loves my hobby, but she don't want to hear it. So unless I'm outside in the yard or something, I hadn't been on much at all in the last 2 or 3 months.
Dang, I mean, she, you got all that money tied up in that equipment. She's, I don't know. I mean, are you in the same room with her or something?
Yeah, I put it in the den on purpose. I wanted us to be while she was watching TV so I can do CW or FT8, or sometimes I just listen. I got a 10-foot cord on my headphones, and so I don't know. I've seen so many wives complain that the guy disappeared outside into his man cave, and that kind of soured him on the radio. So she don't mind the radio, and she don't mind me buying more. So I better take what I can get.
Well, that's fine. I think it probably drives my wife crazy. you know, sideband one of the, well, I've been working on it, and,
I think you're about to pull up and get your medicine. Call me when you get out into a better place. W4NGU.
KB4CBA.
Much better. I meant to tell you, I really like my camera. I told you I was going to report to you on how it works. You were absolutely correct, though. When it rains, it kind of messes up the rear view, so I'm just putting it in the back glass of the trunk. But I need to mount it up high at the top of the glass and get me a little bracket so that I can see over the tailgate good. But this was a best rated from Amazon. It was just $60, and, man, you can't beat it.
That's great. I'm pulling up some now, so let me see if when I stop, I get, I hit a good spot here.
Okay.
It's funny, I found another prescription I needed. I inadvertently overlooked one, so I called it in just when I left the house, and then I just got a phone call, just a second ago that they said it was ready, so I hope they bring it down, so I don't have to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, interfered with a camera, so you can't put one on that car.
So now I'm paying so I can get my drugs. She got all three of them, so that's good. I don't have to come back tomorrow.
That's good.
With me, I went up to his place yesterday, and he showed me the FT8 and he also showed me his, he wants to sell that vertical, but I don't think it's going to add much to what I can already do with the Wyndham, so I'm going to pass on it.
Well, nice equipment up there. You and I have talked before, FT8 is not a conversational mode, but man, it really makes contacts when nothing else will. I'm looking forward to getting mine running.
That, I guess, I don't know, I'd just rather talk to somebody. Hang on just a second, KB4CBA.
What's the difficulty with putting one of these cameras on your car?
Well, doesn't that camera...
Say again?
Doesn't that camera strapped to your rearview mirror?
It does.
Sensors on it on the front and the back of the mirror, and it's an auto dimming mirror. In other words, you know, if at night if the car lights are hitting the mirror, then it deflects them. And I don't know. I haven't tried it, but it may be. It may also auto-dim my headlights. I haven't even tested that.
I guess that wouldn't work. I see what you're saying. They advertise a 7-inch screen on this thing. It is not that big. The glossy part of it is, I guess, but the actual screen diagonal can't be that big. But it goes on the... rearview mirror, and it's got the camera behind it facing the road, you know, and then it's got a separate camera. But they don't give you any too much cord. I just barely got it mounted on the tag for the two or three days it was there, and it worked great. And it's got the little backup lines and everything, like you pay several hundred dollars for in a new vehicle. But if it's raining, man, there are no windshield wipers to wipe it off.
you would think they could put a little just a little what I'm trying to think of cover over the, you know, it, just like a half moon type thing over it to keep the water off of it. But I don't know, maybe they've tried that and it didn't do any good. I guess it's hard to keep anything dry. And, you know, the car is throwing up spray from the back, too, from the road. And so I used to couldn't understand how you could hit a puddle of water and it would fly up and hit your windshield.
Well, of course, I had to hook up a wire to the tail light so that anytime you go in reverse, or if you're going in drive and you just tap the brake, or anytime you stop, it goes to the reverse camera. And as long as you hold your foot on the brake, which you would do at a red light, you just see the reverse. Now, it's recording both. If there were an event, you could go back and see it. But that's a little bit irritating. Sometimes I love to see, you know, out the front, but... And it'll split screen and show you both at the same time. It's pretty cool for $60.
Well, the advantage though, Phil, think about it. When you sit in a light, you're more likely to get rear-ended. So, because I'll be honest with you, when I'm sitting stopped, I check my rearview mirror until somebody comes up behind me and stops. You know, mine's stick shifting, and sometimes when I'm on level ground, I can just let off the brake, but I keep my foot on the brake until somebody comes up behind me, and then I might let off the brake if the car doesn't roll. But anyway, so it might give you a little warning that you're getting ready to get clobbered. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I haven't put the SD card in it. I got it delivered from Amazon separately, and I need to format that and put it in and get it going. And it's got another little feature that apparently it draws a few milliamps, even when it's off or something, or some kind of, I don't know. It says it's got a motion detector. If somebody backs into you, it'll record it, even if it's off and you're not in the vehicle.
Mine has too, and I don't know if I've got it turned on. I can't find the instructions. Of course, I could go online, but I've got mine. I put a bigger SD card in it, and it's in a loop, so you know, so it records. Gosh, I don't know. I couldn't say how many hours, and then it loops and starts over. But you know, and it puts when you look at it on the computer, it puts the recordings in several files. So I don't know why it does that, but it you'll have about four or five files, and they're, you know, sequential, and so you can go back and look. But I've recorded a lot of crazy stuff, and I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, you can set this one for 1, 3, or 5 minute loop, and then it fills up the card and just goes back and keeps looping. I bought a 32 meg Class D card, so that's what they said to put in there, because you got a lot of audio and video going into two cameras.
Well, the work, mine has audio and video, but I've only got one camera, so not taking up near as much memory as yours is.
One little thing I got to do, I've just got it plugged into a heavy-duty cigarette lighter that's made for stuff like this in this truck, but I'm going to wire it to the fuse box underneath there. But I've got a female receptacle for this cigarette plug that I used. It's actually a Y connector if you want to hook two things into your dash. And I'm going to use that under the dash and plug this into it for the simple reason I think there's a transformer or some kind of circuitry in this thing you plug in the dash, and I'm afraid if I cut it off and try to straight wire it, it won't work.
Is that in your Ford truck?
Yes.
Off of those in the police cars, and they had two sets of them, and let's see, I think one was on the passenger side, and it was, I think it was hot all the time, it had three plug-ins for, you could just use the blue-colored butt connectors, you know, the male section, and then under the driver's side, it had three, and it was, and they were hot only with the ignition on, and I had to help some of the officers rewire some of their stuff because they were killing their battery, and they had their flashlight plugged into the hot all the time one, and I said, well, you know, you just can't do that. It's going to kill your battery overnight. So, and stuff like that. So, yeah, try to make their life a little bit easier.
Well, about having three on each side, I'm not talking about a USB connector. I'm talking about a cigarette lighter plug. And I think you are, too. But, yeah, I've got the heavy-duty one on the passenger side that's lit all the time because the LED on this thing I plug in never goes out. But, well, anyway, just this little toy. That I'm having a little fun playing with. I'm going to run, David. I'm about to pull in here and let them take my copay and charge who knows what to the insurance company to say I'm still alive.
Yes, they're going to get before you even walk in the door. Well, I'll talk to you later. And like I said, holler at me about the antenna. And if anything else, I can stand there and watch, take pictures, video, or whatever. 73 is, let's see, oh, Lord, I always forget your call. In K4, is it K4NGU, is that right? I can't remember your prefix. Anyway, KB4CBA Mobile.
K4, never give up.
Yeah, I just can't remember that for some reason.
See you, brother.